Universal Fluids is a proud sponsor of the Big E Sports Show at Yahoo Sports Radio, specializing in drilling fluids and production chemicals. Based in Houston, Universal Fluids has built its reputation on the highest quality products and customer service for oil field providers and production industries. Universal Fluids can service anywhere in the U.S. and available 24/7. Think Universal Fluids, the market leader in providing solutions for oil and gas production problems. Elissa Walker Campbell, glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at eRadio Sports, and you can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Always check out our podcast page, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And also go to ysrsuperweek.com. One lucky listener of our show will be joining us at the Palazzo for 3 days and 2 nights in July. Looking forward to that. That's going to be coming up just around the corner. Well, right now, so excited to be catching up with Andy Pondillo for our MLB News and Notes.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, I'm a little bit concerned, and let me tell you why. All right, so what's going on with the Astros? They're going through a little bit of a mini losing streak. This is all part of the regular season?
Well, that's what happens during a 162-game season. Every team's going to have it. Concerning thing is you have hitters in this lineup who really haven't contributed the way they should the entire season. You give them a pass when you're winning. Now that they aren't winning as much, you start to wonder, will they make a move? Will Chris Carter, will Luis Valbuena remain on this roster much longer? Because batting 185 and 190s, I guess you can give them a pass, again, when you're winning and you're in May, but midway into June, they're going to have to do more. The Astros, if they continue to lose, they're going to be people that I pick on, fans pick on, everyone's going to pick on because they're going to be a big percentage of the reason why they can't score runs.
Okay, so when you hit a brick wall like this, how do you get yourself going again and get back on track and to the Houston Astros, those winning ways?
Well, they've started by bringing Carlos Correa up to the major leagues. That's a start, but
right.
He can't be your savior. He can't look for the number one prospect in the world. Yeah, you would think that he's going to be your best player immediately, and they say that no matter what team he plays on, no matter what level, he's the best player on the field, and I believe that watching the guy. Yet you can't expect a 20-year-old kid to change the dynamic of this team. They've got to start finding ways to score runs when they're not hitting home runs. Such a high percentage of runs scored this year, about 50% almost runs scored off the home run ball. It's nice. Again, it's one of those things that's nice when you're winning. It's nice when everybody's hot. People aren't going to stay hot for long periods of time. It's going to come. It's going to go. You got to find ways to get on base. You got to find ways to manufacture runs. So I think a lot of this has to do with the offense. The pitching has its issues when it comes to depth in the starting rotation, but I do believe it's enough right now to keep their winning ways up through July until they make a move. So I look at mostly offense right now being the culprit of why they're not winning as much as they have been.
Okay, glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker Campbell, some MLB news and notes with Andy Pondillo. We've been hitting a lot on the Astros over the past couple of weeks. Let's transition. Let's head out to the NL West. Chris Heston, we already talked about this in hour number one, throws a no-hitter, what was it, on Tuesday night for the Giants. And I have to say, I mean, Andy, we were talking about this too. I mean, the Giants are one of the funnest teams to watch.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. The NL West is a lot of fun, in my opinion, this year. The Giants, they got what I like to call baseball swag, and that it doesn't matter who comes to this team. It doesn't matter who's hurt. It really just, they keep finding a way, and they've become a staple organization. The most interesting thing is they're winning on an odd season, which is unusual for them. It's usually the even seasons they start doing this kind of stuff. Let's see if they hang in this race a long time. Let's see if they stay above the Padres. Can they compete with the Dodgers all the way to the end of the year? There's still some question marks with the team. Just as fun as any team to watch. And if they get in a postseason play, they are the last opponent anybody in the NL wants to face.
Okay, so they're second in their division right now. Can they compete with the Dodgers?
I think they can hang with the Dodgers. If I'm a betting man, which I wouldn't bet on sports, but if I did, I would bet on the Dodgers division still. I think it's a complete postseason. They put everyone wrong thus far with this crop of players they've had, not able to get deep in postseason play. However, the Giants are a team that can. It's always an interesting dynamic in how these two teams play out. I think it goes all the way to the end of the year. The Padres will also hang around. You could see a good three-team race in the NL West. It should be a lot of fun this summer. We talk about the AL East being down a lot. Reds, Yankees, not as good. If I'm the national media, this is where I'm focusing right now. The Dodgers, Giants, two great fan bases, historic rivals, a third little brother in the San Diego Padres. This is a division I want to focus on if I'm a national writer.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And so, the San Francisco Giants, they have surpassed many expectations this season with this record. What is your confidence level that they'll be able to get really hot and to win it all like they did last year? Is this a championship team?
Doesn't rock my socks off right now. While it's solid, it's been getting the job done. The offense has been middle of the pack. The thing about them is they find ways to win, and no matter how many times that I disregard them, that the national media disregards them, and even though it's an odd year, they're sure playing like they have that opportunity to where if they get in postseason play, if they enter through a wild card, they could run the table once again. All starts with Madison Bumgarner, the most clutch starting pitcher I've ever seen in playoff history. And then you got Tim Lincecum, who's starting to throw well. And it's been years since Tim Lincecum looked like that old version of Timmy. He's relearned how to pitch. He's pitching with his off-speed stuff, not a whole lot of velocity on the fastball, but maybe he's started to figure a thing out or two. Real X factor for the San Francisco Giants is Matt Cain coming off the disabled list. For them to run down the Dodgers to win the division, they need a Matt Cain who at least is 75% of what he used to be. And 75% of what he used to be makes him a solid number two or three pitcher in that rotation.
So, Andy, are the Dodgers, are they the most complete team in baseball?
On paper, they're the most complete team, definitely. I don't know what you can expect for them in postseason play because it becomes a different animal. Clayton Kershaw, the flip switches, I don't know what happens to him. They've definitely reconstructed quite a bit of that lineup this year, and it's actually, you can make the case it's a better lineup going into postseason play this year, assuming that they make it, assuming that they stay healthy and everyone produces the way they are. You know, I thought after Matt Kemp left, I thought after Hanley Ramirez left, you're going to leave a lot of run production on the table. But Joc Pederson, the rookie, the center fielder, he certainly covered for that. Howie Kendrick was definitely a nice addition at second base. So this team, they lost some pieces, but the pieces they gained have been mighty valuable. And I can't think of a team in the National League on paper, I have to keep saying it, on paper, that I would rather be right now than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You know, Andy, I have to wonder what the legacy of this roster, of the Dodgers, this version of the Dodgers, if they never win the World Series, what will it be as we look back, say, what, 10, 20, 30 years from now?
Well, they'll be similar to the Cleveland Indians of the late 90s, a team that was always stacked, the Indians. I mean, this team was absolutely loaded. At one point had Manny Ramirez batting seventh when he first came up. They had so much offense on that team. So you look at the Dodgers, maybe they haven't always been the mashers like that, but they have had some rotations that are just absolutely incredible, historical rotations, you could argue. And with Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke 1-2, I can't think of a better 1-2 in the National League year in and year out. This team should be devastating the division series. They lost in that series last year. Kershaw lost two games last year in that series. So it's just everything is set perfectly for the Dodgers to make that run. And though the Cardinals may have a better regular season record this year, just because they play in the National League Central, they can beat up on some pretty poor teams. I think going into postseason play, if you look at one roster, the Dodgers should stand out to everybody. Though, do people still believe in them after their shortcomings of postseason play?
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be rejoined with Andy Pondillo as we continue our MLB update.